Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Lore Boys, where in this episode we will be getting you ready for CD Projekt Red's next presumed masterpiece, Cyberpunk 2077. We'll be talking about the game's main location, Night City, how it came to be, as well as how you too can make terrible decisions that lead to the collapse of several economies around the world. Two-thirds of Lore Boys here.
Yeah.
Jamie is not buried in the backyard.
The worst two-thirds, let's be honest.
Let's be honest, yeah. He'll be back. We promise, winks at Ethan.
Yeah.
Happy Canada Day, happy 4th of July, because those both recently happened in our two most downloaded countries. We won't tell you which one's the actual winner, though, because they'll just get an overinflated ego. Yeah. Who downloads more Lore Boys is going to be the next thing fucking Trump tweets.
Yeah, it's going to be the next big thing, honestly.
If we betrayed who downloads more.
Kim K is on board. Astrid S is on board. Yeah. A new Norwegian folk singer. Check her out.
Nice. Going in with the indie
shit. Meshuggah's on board. Everybody's on board, honestly. So if you're not downloading every episode of Lore Boys.
That singer from Pantera, who's a huge racist, on board for some reason. Yeah. We're trying to get him off board. But
we're trying to get him off board.
You can't control.
You won't get off.
Can't control what people like.
Yeah.
How you guys doing? You good?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm Ethan.
I was just about to say, and who are you right now?
I'm Ethan.
Yeah. If you're wondering who the shittiest two-thirds of the Lore Boys are, it's Ethan, and it's me, your host, Peter O'Donohue. 2 days after my 27th birthday, because now we are Lore Boys to Lore Men. And I will be the first one to turn 30, assuming podcast fame doesn't kill me, as it has killed many rock stars.
Yeah, it's taken out most podcasters.
The 27 Club of Podcasts. Yeah. Jamie is ocupado, so we're going to cover some other shit. But we are covering something. This is a primer for something that will probably come out when we've all died of old age.
Yeah. That's it.
We are going to be doing a little bit of world building, a little bit of a primer for what, Ethan?
Cyberpunk 2077.
Correct. I will be covering the years leading up to 2020, which is actually the second edition of the game.
Okay.
The first edition was Cyberpunk 2013, which we will get into,
is 5 years ago.
Quite dated.
Yeah.
Whole lot of sci-fi shit that didn't happen.
Don't say. Yeah. You mean we don't have flying cars, Peter?
We don't.
This happened 5 years ago. We must have them by now.
At best, I think we had a prosthetic limb with a pinchable hook that still allowed people to smoke in 2013.
Okay. Well, I do think we have that, yeah.
Yeah, you can weakly hold a cigarette between who's the Blues brother in Arrested Development?
Buster.
Buster. Buster Bluth hook.
Yeah. If we seem slow, it's because it is 40 degrees and the third day of a week-long heat wave here.
Yeah, it's pretty warm in the Arab Emirates, and my AC picks up on the mics, so... Yeah. Art is suffering, and we're suffering for you.
Yeah.
So you best be thankful.
Yeah, exactly.
And tell your friends about this episode in particular, because just remember that both of us are greasy with sweat, and I'm sticking to my leather couch right now.
Remember that time they martyred themselves for us?
Yes. Yeah. Lore Boys, more like martyr boys, am I right?
Martyr boys died for your sins.
Yeah, exactly. Tell you about robots. Anyway, Cyberpunk.
We're talking about contemporary robots, not ancient robots, right?
No, but I
just opened a beer, Peter.
Do not. It is not. There is unless you consider 1991 ancient, which I would find offensive, having turned 27
two days ago. Yeah.
Or four, I guess, at the time of your listening.
Time of release, on the 4th of July.
Oh, happy birthday, America!
Happy birthday, America!
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
and happy
America.
Birthday, Danielle, my friend.
It's your birthday, America.
I always send Danielle a text on her birthday.
You always send her a Lore Boy shout out. Lore Boy shout out to Danielle.
Danielle, because we've been doing this since I met her in 2012.
Exactly.
We have not been doing this. Anyway, Cyberpunk 2020. Let's get into it. So this one's going to be pretty date heavy. I did my best to trim the fat here, but I'm sorry if you guys hate calendars. We have a fondness for calendars here on the show.
They go too fast.
They are pretty quick. Yeah.
Pretty quick. You know?
Pretty swift.
They run. They get ahead of you.
Yeah, exactly. It's always later than you think. Anyway, originally a pen and paper game. 2020, as I said, is the second edition of Cyberpunk 2013 from 1988.
So wait, which was the 2013 was the pen and paper game?
Cyberpunk 2013 was the first edition of the pen and paper game in 1988. 2020 was the first major expansion. It was the second edition.
It was also a pen and paper game?
Correct.
See, I know nothing about Cyberpunk. I'm very excited about CD Projekt Red's upcoming Cyberpunk 2077 because
exactly.
I love The Witcher.
I learned a lot about Poland, which I knew that, which was just as mysterious.
Yeah, that's it. It was basically Rivia.
Yeah,
honestly.
Exactly. Yeah,
it might as well have been.
Exactly. If you had told me that they just like kind of crudely renamed cities in Poland to fill out the world of The Witcher,
yeah,
I'd have believed you.
If you had told me that dwarves just showed up 3,000 years ago in Poland, I would have been like, cool.
Yeah, that's odd,
cool.
But why not?
That's highly unusual, but sure.
Yeah, exactly. I've never been.
Yeah,
I only know one Polish guy.
Who am I to say nay?
Yeah, exactly.
Some sort of naysayer.
I'm not a Polish historian.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a Polish doctor.
Yeah.
The timeline, however, in Cyberpunk, unlike The Witcher, which is a historically accurate representation of Poland.
Okay.
The timeline in Cyberpunk is very different, as plans to build super city states started back in the 90s. It started before either of us were born, in 1990 specifically.
Okay.
The universe assumes that all the sci-fi outlook from the 80s and early 90s was a complete success. So
yeah,
all
okay.
of Marty McFly's self-lacing shoes, flying cars, time travel...
All happens.
Plus cybernetic implants and robot prostitutes, which are in the movie, Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah, good movie. A lot of robot prostitutes, which was an odd turn for Robert Zemeckis, but I'm not here to judge. His robot prostitutes returned, actually, in The Polar Express.
I don't know if I ever saw The Polar Express, with Tom Hanks?
I super did not.
With
Hanks? It is with Hanks, yeah. With Otum Shank.
Yeah.
An example of the divergent date is in 1991, Eurospace, which is a real company, launched the Hermes space plane. Which was supposed to be a low orbit space shuttle to carry
just
cargo and a few
fly
astronauts.
You right up.
Yeah, exactly.
Into low orbit.
In our timeline.
It worked.
The garbage timeline, it was both completed and launched successfully, whereas currently in... Oh, excuse me, I reversed that.
Yeah, in our, I was going to say, wait, it did work?
Yeah, in our timeline, it was never built.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an idea that quite literally, never got off the ground.
And then they're like, oh, wow, this is going to cost us $75 million to do.
Exactly. Wait a second. Shipping stuff into outer space costs how much per pound?
Yeah.
$11,000 per pound to ship to space?
Yeah.
One crew member, the pilot?
Yeah.
Would cost us how much?
Yeah.
I have a very hot cat lying down on the floor right now.
Yeah.
Poor little baby.
That's a spicy cat right there.
I turned off the AC because we gotta suffer. Screamer suffers for us all.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like Jesus.
Exactly.
But like a tiny cat.
But like a cat and furry and doesn't have a beard and isn't a carpenter.
What if she's all beard? Think about that.
What if all cats are all beard?
Yeah, what if cats were all beard?
All pussy, all beard.
All pussy, all beard. That's how I like it.
Somebody make that a hashtag. It's 40 degrees here. Somebody do the work for me. Make it a hashtag.
It's like, I'm too sweaty to touch my phone screen.
Yeah.
in reality, but they actually successfully launched it in the Cyberpunk universe. Funnily enough, the Hermes spaceship was also mentioned in the 2017 film that no one saw, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is the most any of you know about that movie.
Luc Besson.
Because you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
Neither did I.
It looked interesting.
It looked like...
If it had plot... It, from the reviews that I've read and heard, I listened to the Flophouse podcast review of it. And I saw Red Letter Media do one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw both of those, and they both seemed to say, like, the characters don't make sense, and the plot kind of doesn't make sense because the characters don't seem to have any kind of coherent motivation, so.
It looked like way too much CGI in a movie with two actors that I don't like. Whatever her name is, the model turned actor who's the main girl, she's fine.
She looks like your girlfriend, honestly.
Oh, with the eyebrows, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I hate that kid. I hate the guy, Valerian himself, because he was, whatever, he's in Chronicle, which I never saw, and he's the cancer goblin in the new shitty Spider-Man movies. He's, he fights.
I've never seen a movie with him in it. Or her in it, as a matter of fact.
No, because don't go see Suicide Squad. She's the Enchantress.
Oh, is she in that?
Yeah, she's the Enchantress. Yeah, why?
I mean, likewise. I watched it because I was like, oh, you know what? I got to watch a movie tonight. It's on Netflix.
One of our friends invited me to go see Suicide Squad, and I was already drunk, and I was like, this is going to be one of the first times I ever do this. No. I do not want to go see this
movie
with you.
I don't want to go see a movie.
No.
It was bad.
Yeah. So the main setting of the Cyberpunk universe, as well as the setting of the upcoming CD Projekt Red game, Cyberpunk 2077, baby.
Is in the 21st century.
It is in the 21st century.
Boom. Nailed it.
Yeah. Also, however, specifically, Night City. And that is N-I-G-H-T, as okay. in undercover of...
Darkness.
Midsummer's Blank Dream.
Okay.
Right? Sort of that sort of thing.
I get what you're... So like a warrior from the medieval times.
Okay, you
wears
may...
wears a bunch of armor.
You may have missed it.
Did
I don't think you've read much Shakespeare.
I think you mean I might have missed it. Like Might City.
Yeah, like Might City, which we're talking about right now.
No.
Might
Night.
Night. Night. N-I-G-H-T.
N-I-G-H-T
city. It is a city in the free state of Northern California and is located on the west coast of the United States in the Del Coronado Bay. And as of the year 2020, is said to have around 5 million inhabitants across many boroughs. That population is quite large by our standards here in Dubai.
Okay.
However, just as a weird fringe example in a foreign country, the greater Toronto area is just under 6 million.
Okay.
So, and that's a very widespread pile of shit.
So we're starting in 2020.
No, we're going to lead up to 2020.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to expedite the world building for y'all. You're going to see why it's like this in 2020 if you decide to pick up the tabletop with the pen and paper game, which is still going.
Yeah.
You can still pick it up. Then whatever happens in the game and that, I'm not going to get into so much because there's, as these pen and paper games always are, just packed to the gills. With just dates and times and names and companies. And
then you play and you end up just homebrewing the whole thing anyway.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You just use the system.
Yeah, like, you use the rule set,
yeah.
Which in this one is interesting. Characters in Cyberpunk actually do not level up.
Oh, no?
There is no experience points. You do not level up. What you do is get skills
skill
and augments.
Yeah.
You get skills and augments. So you do not level up in the traditional sense.
But you level up. But Pete, you level
you
up.
You get a skill point.
Well, but I got to say, one prediction that they may have gotten right for 2020... might be Northern California, because they're talking about mm-hmm. splitting it into three states. Yeah, so, hey. Here's looking at 2020. Prove us wrong, yeah. America.
Good call.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, America.
Do it for CD Projekt Red.
Do it for Cyberpunk. Yeah, I just want Cyberpunk 2077 to be a documentary.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
You have the power, America.
Yeah.
Just axe that state into two. At least two.
Yeah, come on.
You guys are talking about three.
Give me some NorCal.
Just do two.
Yeah, give me some NorCal. You don't need any mid-Cal. And then you give me some SoCal. Boom.
Boom.
I've never been. I don't care.
Yeah.
My mom's from Burbank, and I've still never gone. Night City was a brainchild of the businessman Richard Knight, N-I-G-H-T.
Okay.
Richard Knight's summer
So he built the
dream.
City? He built this city.
On...
Cyberpunk.
Dead workers.
Dead workers.
He became dissatisfied with his experiences in managing corporate construction projects as part of his company, Halsey, Ferris, and Knight.
Okay.
So he was just part of a company.
Part of a firm.
Companies are a big, big deal in Cyberpunk, as one can imagine.
They would be, yeah. It's like kind of like a... I guess for people who are listening, don't know much about Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk
CD,
bingo
trailer.
Is Megacorp is your free space.
Yeah, that's it. It's like a capitalist, like, wet dream slash nightmare at the same time.
Yeah, it's not even that, because I'd say a capitalist wet dream would be like abject, complete free market, like Bioshock, when like how that could go wrong, like a complete objectivist state with like nothing but uncontrolled free market, whereas like Cyberpunk is much more like companies and the government get in bed and control everything.
So like real world capitalism.
Yeah, yeah. But like it is much more close. It's much closer to real life.
Some kind of capitalist dream.
It's much more closer to real life than it is in something like Bioshock, where Ayn Rand has always been kind of met with being a crazy person, and like her city underwater didn't work, so you know.
Listen to our Bioshock episode for more info on that.
I think it's an older one. You may want to just kind of scrub through it. I don't really know how good the audio quality is.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's great. It's good. It's great.
This led him to break off and form his own company, Knight International, with the end goal of creating the ideal city.
Okay, so he's like pick me a plot of land. I'm going to make a city. I feel like there's a parallel to something real world here where some crazy fucking tycoon is just like plants his fucking stake in the ground and is like, invite fucking everyone. This is going to be fucking better than anything you've ever seen.
It kind of does. That kind of does happen. Yeah. We'll get into that. But yeah, pretty much he is just like, he is just like an eccentric old tycoon. He was like, God, I hate crime. I wish I could build a city with no crime. And then he just like looked at his bank and he was like, I can afford it.
Wait, I can.
Exactly.
Hold on a second. I love the free market.
When I knocked it.
Hold on a second. I love the free market.
But that's exactly it. All he wanted, he was just like, yeah, but if we were just all business, all the time, no one would have any time for any fucking crime.
Nothing could go wrong, no. Honestly.
Anyway, things go horribly awry.
If everybody worked themselves to death all the time, everybody will be happy.
We'd all die happy at our desks.
Yeah.
And then we could have somebody else's job be the guy who, like, fucking whatever, wheels out all the skeletons.
That's it. Yeah. They'll love it because, sure, they'll be poor, but they'll be so occupied with working that they won't notice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I won't be working very much, but I'll be rich.
So
it's a
rich.
Good balance.
I can be the mayor and the CEO.
Yeah.
Just like coming so hard. Anyway, situated in the Del Coronado Bay, the city was... Blah, 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 sorry, cover that again. However, yeah. So anyway, he envisioned a utopia in which cities across the country could look up to as a gold standard. And after what is known as the collapse, which we'll get into, many of the megacorporations or megacorps also looked at creating such a space in which crime and poverty were non-existent, as well as the laws that impeded their sometimes unethical work. Just like, okay. I just want to have a city in which there is no crime and no violence unless, and no murder unless it is me working my immigrant employees to death.
And I also want to be exempt from laws.
Exactly. Yeah. Because
they're
basically
creating fiefdoms.
Like, I want to make my own laws.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
They're like, I'm going to make my own city state and I'm mega rich, so you're going to have to deal with it, America. I'll pay you federal taxes. But in return, I get to just kill people.
Yeah.
Willy-nilly, like some kind of crazy Batman-esque villain.
Some sort of the head of like a dictatorial... I'll think of a word later and trademark it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
And by 1992, which we all remember, the megacorps Araska, EBM and Petrochem had invested heavily in Coronado City.
Okay.
And I will get into who these are.
Araska, EBM, and Petrochem.
Exactly. So EBM...
Petrochem is like such a sinister name because it's literally like...
Gas.
We're gonna take gasoline.
Gas chemicals.
Added, yeah. Added to like pharmaceuticals. Like,
they're not quite so bad. They're probably the most altruistic of all three that I mentioned.
Oh, really?
Here. Yeah. So
hey, you like your Xanax? Here's your Xanax. With gas!
Exactly. It's a fast... It's a fast
Xanax. Yeah, that's it.
It's got wheels.
I'm going to calm down so fucking fast on this.
Anyway, EBM is the European Computer Megacorporation.
Okay.
Arasaka is a Japanese banking, manufacturing, and don't be suspicious about this security company.
Yeah,
that was way too Tim Allen. Sorry.
That was a very good Tim Allen.
Yeah, well, that's the...
Just the right level of Tim Allen.
That's the heat.
That was
right
like
there.
Chef's kiss Tim Allen.
Yeah. Mwah, Chef Boyardee.
Yeah.
And then Petrochem is... They're kind of the hippie... One, Petrochem is the organic fuel company with an interest in genetics, which will come in later.
That's such a bad name for an organic company.
You know what they wanted to do? They were like the most hardcore science hippies. They were interested in genetics because they wanted to make the most sugar-rich plant to turn into alcohol fuel.
Yeah.
Exactly. They did succeed.
Okay.
Spoilers.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Way to go, Petrochem.
Thanks, guys. Don't turn evil or anything they do.
They sound evil.
Yeah, but don't turn evil or anything, please.
It almost sounds like they were written as an evil company, like, and they were like given the name Petrochem, and then they're like, oh, we need to give them a backstory. It's like, oh, what a twist. What if they were actually a good company once? But then it's like, but they started with the name Petrochem.
And then corrupted by
Could
money
you have
and time.
A more evil name? Like, you might as well call it Evil Corp. Like,
you know, a legitimate business LLC.
Yeah. Beer break.
Yep.
See, normally that beer break, if it sounded long for all you new listeners out there, normally we have a third person who fills in that break where me and Peter take a sip.
Yes, we are quite used to only being We're quite used to being three people.
Yeah.
Knight had purchased many of the rights as well as large swaths of land surrounding the Del Coronado Bay from Petrochem.
Okay.
To secure the land for the new city. And by 1993, when my sister was born in the real timeline, she's born later in Cyberpunk.
In Cyberpunk, yeah.
I should clone.
Your parents got distracted a bit.
Yeah. Well, my parents are robots, and my mom is just like a screaming voice inside of a CRT TV, so, you know, whatever.
But that's the real timeline, right?
Currently.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oddly enough, the Cyberpunk timeline of my family is much more tame.
It's almost like identical. I don't even know. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. And by 1993, construction of the city was well underway. So just to think about the technology level that led into... Because the timeline for Cyberpunk starts in the 90s.
Yeah.
Think about the technology that was available in 1989 that could lead to...
We almost had dial-up.
Almost. Almost had dial-up internet, yeah.
I love the idea that they bought from Petrochem, so, like, this company that's working on producing, like, this fuel that will save the planet, and they're just like, yeah, just give us all that land that you're using to grow that crop,
yeah,
and we'll give you money
in exchange.
I'm gonna
pave over that if that's cool.
Yeah, that's it.
And then just like, yeah,
there's gonna be a whole lot of fucking smog coming up from there. I'm just like, I'm picturing it right now, and there's just this black cloud over your beautiful field of crops there.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Speaking of the heat, California's hot. What if I blocked out the sun with just, like, burning red mist?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
The CEO of Petrochem is, like, this guy in a ponytail, and he's got, like, a little goatee. He's like, nah, man.
With little purple glasses.
Yeah, that's it. He's like, that's not cool, man. You can't hurt Mother Earth. Yeah.
And he's like, all right, well, why don't we twist this left-handed cigarette, and then I'll ask you afterwards.
Yeah.
And then they blaze.
He's like, oh, yeah, you can do whatever, and he's like, man.
And then the guy's just like, what if I... But he's, like, smoking out the side of his mouth. He never inhales
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
he's just like, okay, man,
I did not
what inhale. If I promise not to pave over any of the plants? Would you sell it to me right now? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, how much are you going to give me, dude? And that buys a lot of bud.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, man, what if I gave you enough for, like, an ounce?
Yeah,
and he's like,
oh, yeah, I could really use that right now.
You want to put in for an ounce?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, man. He's like in his business suit still on like a lawn chair on the beach.
Yeah,
in California. He's like, yeah, bro. And then that's
in his business suit with his sunglasses on, his like briefcase still in his hand. It's
like
on the ground,
handcuffed
but still
to
held.
Him.
Yeah.
That might be good art.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's totally cool. A good friend, yes.
Yeah. Hello, fellow environmentalists.
Yeah, we're enjoying this good reefer.
Yeah.
Let me make you an offer for $30 million for that piece of land over there.
That's a lot. I would have undercut it. If I was an evil business boy. Anyway, they started construction in 1993, and the bay had been dredged, and the upper peninsula had been extended. So similar to what they actually did in Toronto when they extended the city out into the lake by dumping in a bunch of dirt.
Yeah.
Same thing for Night City.
Only to bring it back to Toronto because,
well, yeah,
we mentioned it earlier.
They needed the dirt.
I mean, to reference another random Canadian city, they did it in Montreal as well. They built an island
out of extra dirt. Yeah, for their celebration of fast people, I believe.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that not it?
They did it for some big expose.
Where?
In 1967.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like their defunct baseball team.
Exactly.
Which, for some reason, they were like, why don't we try and bring them back? And we were just like...
Nah, we're good.
Yeah, we're fine.
I mean,
shitty hockey team's good enough for us.
Yeah, us in the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah,
and UAE, we were like, nah, we're good. You don't need another baseball team, Montreal.
You don't need a Saudi prince owned baseball team, which we are Saudi princes. When I refer to my cat Screamer, she is a tiger, of which sits permanently in the passenger seat of my Lamborghini.
Yeah, named Screamer because she makes people scream.
Yes, exactly. And is not a stray cat that I adopted who sounds horrible. the existing residents of Del Coronado had been really relocated to an area soon to be known as Old Downtown, and the central hub of the city where the corporations would be based would be the new downtown area. So they've got shiny new downtown, ye old downtown town, E at the end.
So they kind of like, they paved this huge plot of corn, then they said like, oh, okay, we need some workers in there to build the city. But the workers don't want to drive so much, so they want places to live there. So they built the worker houses, and then they built like these corporation houses next door. But the worker houses were there first, so they were like, well, that's downtown.
Well, the people who already lived there were simply relocated, so they're not necessarily the employees that would be building.
Oh, there was a town there already.
It's apparently a real... I didn't look at real California. Apparently, it's a real place.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
They just bought like the surrounding area.
Yeah, exactly. So now I'm going to set up some
Night Corp.
Now I'm going to set up some things here that never go wrong. Okay. And this is where I wanted... We talked about ancient robots, which is, if you're a longtime listener, one, thank you. Two, tell your friends. And three, we have an ongoing drinking game, is because video games are kind of stupid.
Yeah.
And frequently lean on the tried and true Shakespearean crutch of magic rocks and ancient robots.
Yeah.
You know, he's been writing it since this 15th century. He's going to keep writing it.
Wait, are we talking about ancient robots, though?
No, we are not.
Because I just cracked a beer, Peter, this again.
This is the new drinking game I would like to suggest. We don't need to start now. I'll kill mine because I've got a half. But the DEA, the real DEA, starts getting tired of fighting cartels sometime around 1992.
Well, this freaking sucks. These cartels are so difficult. I don't want to fight them anymore.
And they,
can't we just fight something easier?
Well, no, that's not even it. It's a much better idea. They were just like, okay, well, how about this? Why don't we design plagues using our technology? And they're just like, yeah, okay. And like, what could we specifically do?
Is there some sort of convention that bars this? That tells us we can't do this? Well, I don't know.
Well,
I'm not going to go look it up.
Why don't we just... Listen, I've never been to Switzerland. I don't give a fuck what kind of town you're talking about.
Yeah.
But...
Those commie bastards aren't going to tell me what to do.
Yeah, exactly. Chocolate waffle bitches. They were just like, okay, well, why don't we just like genetically engineer a plague to target cocoa and opium plants directly?
A flora plague.
Exactly. So... What we should do, we should start, this is what I wanted to say, we should start a new drinking game, along with ancient robots. We should talk about every time someone decides to release germs into the world as a solution.
Because I was going
to
say, it sounds up, a lot like Fallout,
It comes up a lot, because, and then what I wanted to do, instead of actually finish our beers, is what we should do is, every time we mentioned genetically engineered weaponized plagues,
we should weaponized plagues.
We should eat a big old chunk of spoiled meat and just tell the germs not to make us sick. Because just like in Jurassic World, what takes orders better than human beings, computers, or dinosaurs is
germs. Yeah.
Dude, the most obedient.
They listen to you real well,
The most obedient. We're full of microbes all the time that keep us alive. I think that would be a very good idea.
Honestly, though, the idea of like the war on drugs escalating to a point where it... They engineer a plague to target cocoa and marijuana plants is like, from a 1990s perspective, almost like scarily realistic.
Yeah.
And even from a today perspective, from some extremists, obviously, like, we're much more drug friendly the world these days.
Yeah.
But like, some extremists, like, I could actually imagine them being on board with this. With the idea of potentially damning all of humanity.
For the record, this actually turns out okay.
No famine, you're saying.
Shortly afterwards, the governments of Chile and Ecuador subsequently collapsed.
Well, that turned out pretty good for us in America, am I right?
Yeah, am I right? And then in 1993, Colombian drug lords detonate a small tactical nuke in New York City.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The bomb is detonated in the middle of the work week, destroying Carnegie Hall and the Rockefeller Center.
Well, this fucking escalated.
Whew, gutting the UN headquarters. Also... looked into it, have no idea where these drug lords got the nuke.
Yeah, it's just
they
made it.
They were mad that we sprayed plague on all of their plants.
If you take cocoa plants and let them sit for 20,000 years, they degrade into weapons grade plutonium.
Yeah,
so
you can make atomic weapons out of coke.
Yeah, the ancient Mayans 20,000 years ago started this process.
Yes,
because their Mayan calendar actually predicted 2013. A year after the world ends, will be the Mayans rising up against the Americans? Did I get that right? Did I do this right?
That's close.
I think I did this right.
Anyway, turns out spraying germs on people's plants was... I lied. It was a misdirect. It was an anti-spoiler.
What?
Peter would lie on the podcast?
Did we get famine?
I mean, it drove the Colombians crazy.
Okay.
And then they blew up...
Drove them loco, Peter.
Excuse me. Yeah.
I don't know if that's racist or not, but
whatever. Hey, Spanish, who cares?
Yeah.
The destroyed car, at least 15,000 people are killed in the initial blast, and thousands more die, and the local government collapses over the next week as the city is abandoned. No more New York as of 1993, which, of course, we all remember.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I do remember that.
World stock market crashes in 1994. The U.S. economy teeters and then collapses. So it was on the rim of the basket, and then, whoop, nope, no hoop.
So we were
no
like
three-pointer for you, America.
Yeah, that's it.
Sorry.
Yeah. Where's Steph Curry when you need him? That's a basketball reference for all our nerd fans.
Yeah.
Every fucking nerd that listens to this podcast and was like, what
just
is
went
he
blind.
Talking about? So we were pretty close to the real timeline in terms of technology, in terms of where the world was. But now, like, shit's gone completely different.
Oh, yeah.
New York is no longer a thing.
As of 1993.
We just gave up on it. We said, fuck, radiation is hard to dig out of a place.
It is.
Let's just fucking leave it for now.
You gotta fucking...
We'll come back in 10,000 years. We'll revisit this problem.
You gotta carry all that dirt and dump it in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to do that.
Well, the beauty of it is it goes right over to Europe.
Oh, yeah,
from New
good.
York, so, yeah.
Yeah,
it's perfect. We don't gotta worry about it.
Ain't our problem.
Yeah.
Geneva.
U.S. economy has collapsed.
Yep.
What else have I missed?
Well, that's it. That's it.
That's
where we're at.
That's
now.
Where we're at.
So European countries during the economic collapse are not hit as hard due to all their internal trade because they're all very close.
We also got EBM propping them up.
And also, right? And their own version of the EU, which is just what I'm going to refer to it as for the sake of everything.
Can I ask one time what it's called?
EEC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that not a real thing?
No, it's EEC.
It sounds like
it's a real thing.
It's
the European Economic Collective in this, I believe. Or confederation, something like that.
Okay.
It's the EU.
I'm sure EEC means something in real life. I can't think of what it is right now.
You know what?
Doesn't
if there's
matter.
Some hardcore cyberpunk nerds who wants to come at me sideways,
yeah,
fine. I'm going to call it the EU, and you're going to deal with it.
I do have to wonder, because I'm an illiterate ignoramus, when the actual EU was formed. It must have been in the late 80s.
I have no idea.
Around the collapse of the Berlin Wall. Oh, no, it might have been... No, I'm thinking of the UN. I don't know. Somebody tweeted
the UN
at me
was
when
a League
the
of
EU
Nations
was,
was established after World War One.
Actually, I'm going to end up editing this podcast, and when I listen to myself sounding like an idiot,
you'll Google it.
I'm going to Google it and then cut all this out. So if you're listening to this, I didn't cut it out. Crack a cold one.
That hurt a lot.
Every time, here's a fun drinking game. Every time Ethan's an idiot, crack a cold one and drink. Yeah. Yeah, we're both there.
But the heat does wonders for drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Dehydrates you, opens your blood vessels, just pours into your brain.
So does first-degree sunburns, I gotta say.
You got a hell of a sunburn today. Pale son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Europe is fine because of internal trading. Shortly thereafter, there's something called a nuclear accident, in Pittsburgh, which kills 257 people, but cancer deaths soar over the next 10 years. The government declares the pit to be a Superfund site and eventual expansion to Fallout 3. The public, however,
I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
However, the public is confused as Fallout 1 will not be released until 1997, 3 years later.
Yeah. So Fallout does happen in the alternate timeline of Cyberpunk.
And then the pit, I guess, would be a kind of like a video game museum sort of thing. I don't know. Anyway, the pit.
This is a hard thread to follow.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to throw that joke in there. When I was writing this, I was just like, lol, Peter, I'm so funny. However, they considered it a Superfund site, and then never followed through. They actually did not...
What is a Superfund site?
Superfund site, from what I've gathered, I didn't look it up, but a Superfund site, from what I've gathered, is a place that gets the amount of money that the government funnels into it increased. So, like, if you look at Detroit, which I don't recommend, it's scary, but if that was a Superfund site, the government would then be being pour more resources into an area
which they've done with
help
Detroit. Yeah.
People.
Yeah.
Right?
Which they've done with Detroit, and they didn't do with, say, Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make Flint, Michigan a Superfund site.
Yeah. Make faucets usable again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway,
it's been like 5 years now. Come on, guys.
It's not happening.
Wrap this shit up.
It's like, let's go.
Drinkable water.
But the a Superfund site, from what I can gather, is they're just like, they declare it a Superfund site, but they do not follow through, so the pit does not get any additional funding or support.
Okay, so they give them like one quick cash injection and then are like, we're going to give you more, and then never deliver, or they never give them that first cash injection?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I even made the note here. I even put it into the notes. # thoughts and prayers. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. However, after a very public debate, it is determined that nomad labor will be used in the reclamation. So, Mexicans.
Yeah. Nomad. I thought you said no man.
Nomad labor. So they start taking in foreign workers,
they
already do. And they send them directly to the pit to work there and try and clean up the city.
And die.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's dark.
Yeah. So Night City, well, at this time it is still called Coronado City, but it's Night City. Later that year is incorporated in May. And then in 1996, we see what is known as the collapse of the United States. Weakened by its losses in world stock, and the world stock crash, overwhelmed by unemployment, homelessness, and corruption, many city governments corrupt or go bankrupt. We see the lawyer purge, which is when irate citizens lynched hundreds of criminal defense attorneys. Because with the collapse, of the government, gangs and mobsters have started gaining power, and defense lawyers always got them off scot-free.
It's funny that they don't lynch the mobsters,
the
right?
The citizens went straight for the lawyers.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, here's these fucking public, this fucking public servant who's just like, he's like, fuck, man, I don't want to be defending these guys, but I gotta do it.
Yeah.
I gotta do it, you know what I mean?
Hundreds of them.
I'll lose my bar license if I don't. It's like, fuck, he gets lynched. I'm sure I know there's plenty of fucking mob lawyers who fucking work for the mob and are in cahoots, if you will. But, like, I'm just picturing that one public servant who just, like, got assigned to a low-level mob guy and gets lynched for this. It's just like, fuck me, son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, didn't do good enough on his bar exam.
My home in New York got fucking bombed. I moved to fucking Pittsburgh. Something goes off. It's a super fun site.
You'd be, like, the least lucky man in the cyberpunk universe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he gets lynched.
And then and then later that year, on August 17th, both the U.S. president and vice president are assassinated in separate incidents, with the Speaker of the House undergoing cardiac bypass surgery, which is the detail they included for some reason.
Okay.
Maybe to make fun of Dick Cheney.
Well, I guess they didn't want to say he also got assassinated.
Yeah. The Senate president pro tem refuses to assume the presidency. Pro tem.
Don't know enough about U.S. politics to comment on that.
Don't know what that means? No. Yep.
Somebody tweet at us.
Secretary of Defense Jonathan Stewart, as a ranking member of the executive branch, suspends the Constitution and declares martial law. Then something called the Gang of Four is established, which are the NSA, CIA, FBI, and the DEA. And they operate with near total autonomy within the federal U.S. government.
You can tell this is a 90s thing because the NSA is not included, but I feel like the NSA would probably rank...
No, it is the NSA.
Oh, sorry.
The Gang of Four is the NSA, CIA, FBI, and the DEA.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Sorry.
Everybody drink. Ethan was being an idiot.
Nope. Glug, 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 glug. The world then slowly starts descending into chaos. Nuclear war between the Arab countries reduced the amount of oil on Earth by half. Weather and earthquakes hit multiple countries at once, some of which being... weather and earthquakes hit multiple countries at once. Los Angeles is hit by a 10.5 on the Richter scale earthquake, which sinks 35% of the city into the ocean.
Yeah, it would.
So, this is going to be a weird part of the cyberpunk universe. While the disdain for corporations and government oversight is a big theme.
Rampant?
Yeah, is a big thing. Earthquakes are a huge crutch going forwards.
Oh, yeah?
They, for some reason, happen constantly.
Well, they said it in
the
L.A.,
90s.
I mean.
Yeah.
Earthquakes are a big thing. They're right on a fault line.
Yeah.
I do got to say, I love that... I didn't know anything about cyberpunk. I love that this is a world where nuclear fallout basically happens, but it's not like complete nuclear winter. Like, there is still civilization, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I can't think of a game or even like a piece of media where like nukes fall and it's not just like completely like trying to rebuild civilization.
No, it's all localized.
Yeah.
A little bit more realistic because it's like, and then every country at the same time went to war with each other. It's like localized nuclear strikes
exactly.
Or just the accident that happened in Pittsburgh creating this version.
Yeah,
of Pitt,
exactly.
Right? A cult, for lack of a better term, starts forming in Western Kentucky called the Neo-Luddites or LUDs.
Luddites.
They are terrorists and are responsible for bombings of factories, freeways, and public transits. I prefer to call them the hostile Amish. They are so anti-technology.
Because I was going to say, do you know what the Luddites are?
They're unfamiliar with technology, right?
Maybe Ethan's being an idiot and you have to drink. If you know the answer to this question and I'm being an idiot, take a drink. But I think they're Amish adjacent where they're...
Something... They're not big on technology,
exactly,
I know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Neo-Luddite, I guess.
Yeah. They have the curl sideburns and they refuse to sit next to women on a plane and hold up the plane. there was just a big thing in the news.
Jesus Christ.
As of last weekend, so weekend of July 1st, There was a thing in the news where a bunch of Christian Methodists held up a plane on the runway because one of them or a couple of them got assigned seats next to women and they refused to take those seats. Yeah.
What a waste.
And so honestly, the Cyberpunk timeline sounds maybe better.
Yeah. Honestly, I've never been to Pittsburgh, so I don't really give a fuck that I got
blown up. Like, these people are like terrorist organizations? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm kind of down with that. Let's label them, right?
It's the Neo-Luddites in this case.
Yeah.
Yes, it would blow up public transit and factories. Sadly, later on in 1998, Richard Knight is killed by the mob on September 20th. His killer is never apprehended, and the city council renames the city Night City in his memory.
In his honor.
From Coronado to Night City, which is the setting.
And, like, this guy who said, like, oh, we're going to rename it in his honor, probably in the mob's pocket, right?
Yeah, probably. Like, let's be frank. I don't know who it was. His killer was never fingered, but let's say his
poor
killer
guy
was probably on the council and probably chose the name. Yeah. At the same time.
Or the mob boss ordered the hit and then said, we're going to name it.
Let's be real here. Lore Boys canon, the guy who killed him on the city council voted to rename it in his honor. That would probably scrub out a lot of guilt.
It's done.
Yeah.
Add it to the anals.
Because we do know.
Of Lore Boys canon.
The anals of Lore Boys canon, which are so deep.
It's so deep. So deep and warm.
He was killed by mobsters. We know that.
Okay.
But who killed him exactly, or which gang, or which mob, is unknown.
Dunno.
This, however, leads to the mob wars in Night City. A power struggle between the corporations and the mob. They control the corporate center of the government, and the mob, which controls almost all of the city's service-related businesses.
Okay.
So you've got the internet guys, corporation, you've got the garbage men, mob, right?
Yeah.
Sort of that.
People you really fucking need are the mob.
Exactly, yeah.
The people that are going to bring you your fucking food and clean up your fucking trash and clean out your fucking sewers is the fucking people that you really fucking need.
So, sadly, forced to kowtow to the mob and corporate interests, the police become completely ineffective.
Yeah.
They are just on display, basically.
Yeah.
Gangs supported by both sides begin to establish themselves in the remaining suburbs of the old city.
So now, like, the corporations are, like stooping to their level.
Well, this is still in 1998, really. Remember, we're still going to 2020.
Okay. This is the LA riots, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So gangs supported by both sides begin to establish themselves in the remaining suburbs, and this results in the infamous combat zone of today. The combat zone is one of the recognized boroughs of Night City. The districts are labeled with letters A to J. A to C are the downtown. D is the hellhole that is the combat zone. And E through J are the wider suburban area.
Okay.
Yeah. They all have names, which we're not going to get into because it's a primer for the world.
That's it.
But
I don't need them. Just
so you know, Zone D is the combat zone. And that is a complete degenerate hellhole of violence and just gang hits all the time.
And are A through C and E through J? G?
J.
J?
Yeah.
Are those, like, respectively owned by the mob and corporations?
To C are the downtown, meaning that would be a split between mob and corporations.
Okay.
D is a combat zone, and then E through J are the suburban area. So that'd be smaller gangs.
Okay. So, like, the big boys play in A through C.
Yeah. So we're going to skip ahead a bit. And this is just a fun factoid. Not super important. In 2000, there was something known as the Millennium Cult run amok on January 1st. And once again, in my second orgy, the orgy of suicide and violence, most of the Millennium Cults just destroyed themselves.
Okay.
Yep.
They went all Jonestown.
Yep. They
drank the Flavor-Aid.
They guzzled that Flavor-Aid. They were just like, all of our computers that are in our brains are going to go with, I ain't got calendar that knows that it's not 1900.
Yeah.
And then everybody killed themselves. Yeah. Some people did get killed who weren't in the Millennium Cult, but such is life.
But mostly they killed themselves.
They most destroy themselves, so the Millennium Cults do not come back. I just thought that was a silly little historical factoid.
Fun little thing.
It's Y2K! Oh, God! Better kill myself!
Yeah.
We then see the food crash later that year. So you remember when I said that genetically engineering a plant-killing virus would never go wrong?
Yeah.
I lied. That was a setup to a punchline. The punchline is, in 2000, 6 years later, we see the food crash, where some sort of mysterious mutated plant virus wipes out Canadian, Australian, and Soviet wheat crops.
Peter, that's not a good punchline.
Well, it's... sorry.
Peter, that's not funny at all.
Yeah.
Alaska, Peter, people are starving. God damn it.
Alaska and California secede from the USA.
Okay, good for them.
Yeah. And then in Europe, campaigns begin to legalize certain crime syndicates. The Sicilian Mafia and the Neapolitan Camorra, instead of working indirectly in politics through bribery and blackmail, they just enter as political parties. Just be like, hey, I'm the Sicilian Mafia. I'm going to stop bribing the MP, and I'm just going to be the MP.
Maybe a lot like Italy today. I don't know.
Exactly.
With the populist government that just got elected.
By 2005, the mob would be king of the hill, so to speak, in Night City during the mob wars. Yeah, cough.
I played Halo.
Yeah,
I know
exactly.
King of the hill.
I know some KOTH.
Yeah.
All right. EBM, which is
European Business Management Corporation.
Something like that. They were the evil technology.
Yeah, yeah. They were the European.
Exactly.
Of the three companies, there was Asaka, EBM, and Petrocorp.
Yeah,
Petrochem.
Exactly. Petrochem. EBM starts the first corporate war. So I do get into the Secession Wars in my Battletech episodes, which you can go back to. Tabletops.
Yeah, that's it.
Tabletops, all about their labeled wars, apparently.
And what year is this?
This is in 2005.
Mid-aughts.
Mid-aughts, yeah. EBM starts the first corporate war, in which they quite literally attempt a hostile takeover of other corporations, where they would send in mercenaries to kill people.
When we were talking about that security corp for the Japanese corporation, Asaka Corp?
It's like Asaka, yeah, we'll get into it later, I can't remember exactly.
Yeah. But we're talking about their security division.
Exactly.
It's like, turns out EBM's got one too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh no, what?
Security's a fancy word for mercenary.
Exactly. So they try hostile takeovers of other corporations as well as Hamburg.
Okay.
The whole thing.
In Germany, the city.
Yep.
Okay.
They begin to build the Hamburg Wall and declare it an independent nation and leave the EU.
They build a wall.
Yep.
I love in like 2005, they're like, walls are effective.
Yeah.
I've read up on my medieval history. Walls are super effective.
I also love the fact that like a tabletop game from the 80s was just like, yeah, you know what an idiot would do?
Yeah.
Build
Hamburg.
A wall.
Yeah, build a wall in Hamburg. That's like, okay, so taking us back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Is this CD Projekt Red?
No.
No. So this company, are they Polish?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, this is an American company making these.
Yeah, I think it's an American tabletop
game. Pen and paper games. Yeah. Okay. So they're like, oh, Germany, they're known for their walls.
Yeah, basically, in the 80s.
A corporation takes over a city, what do? They're going to build another wall, just like the Berlin Wall, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to divide their own city in half, for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. All right. However, they are closely monitored by the EU and policed closely by Europol, which is the European police.
Yes, that's a real thing.
Yeah, exactly. This does not stop them, however, from directly assaulting the Japanese, just directly assaulting a Japanese company and killing 18 people.
Okay. The Japanese company? Or you don't have it?
A. I didn't write down the name. It's not.
So if it's A, it's probably not.
It's not. Yeah. It's just a Japanese company.
Okay.
I didn't write it down. They put the name in.
It's
didn't
Yamaha.
Didn't want to get into it. Yamaha.
They invaded Yamaha.
Got all their fucking ski-doos and dirt bikes.
Yeah, that's it. And their speakers.
Yeah.
Yamaha does a lot of
stuff. This is just a footnote
here. They make
here.
Pianos.
Hey. Full cyber limbs are in use by 2006 by the U.S. military.
Okay.
We got robot mercenaries.
Just like real life.
Yeah. And then on Tuesday, March 18th, 2008, Petrochem's offshore oil platform, the Sabina Bravo, explodes, killing all 173 personnel on board. Petrochem accuses Sov Oil, from the second Soviet Union.
Talk about a ham-handed naming process.
Yeah.
Like, we'll call them Petrochem
and Sov Oil.
Soviet Oil.
Yeah, which
what
is,
if we just, like, shrink those names down
Sovoil.
By like one syllable.
Yeah.
What does it sound like then? It's Sovoil. Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant. Put it in the book.
Yeah.
Send it to the nerds.
Yeah.
They accuse Sovoil from, which is, I didn't get into because the history is a little bit too long and not so much about Night City. There's the second Soviet Union. So they're like gone from 1991 until 2001 or something. 10 years, they take a break. Then the world collapses and then they're just like, well, time for us.
They're on AFK the whole
time.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. They accuse the second Soviet Union of sabotage, and the second corporate war begins. Pollution and fallout destroy thousands of miles of coastline in Vietnam, Malaysia, and the Philippines.
I love that. It's like this American company and this Russian company go to war, and like Southeast Asia takes the fucking brunt of it.
So like life.
It's a little topical
like
for the 1980s.
Like Vietnam.
So to bring it back to the beginning again, this is all written from the perspective of the first cyberpunk game.
Yes.
In the 1980s.
Yes.
Okay.
This is from 2013 and 2020, which are from the 80s.
And so 1985, this was all being written.
Yeah. Wow. I guess so. Some guy had already thought this all up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
In Night City, however... Oh, it's Arasaka is that other company.
I think I said Asaka.
Yeah. Arasaka trained paramilitary troops and armored support, which are cybernetically enhanced fucking robot dudes.
Mercenaries.
Yeah, exactly. Lead corporate troops... Keep that word in mind. That's a fucked up thing to say out loud. in a campaign of death and destruction against the mob's cadres... The campaign destroys the mob's influence on the city, allowing the corporations to place a puppet mayor in power.
Okay.
So I don't know which one I would prefer, either a mob mayor or a corporate puppet mayor, but either way...
Tomato, potato.
A puppet mayor was established after Arasaka military... Corporate military police came in and slaughtered everybody.
Yeah.
A quick little footnote here. The Soviet Union decided to try to go back to Mars... in 2008, and they reach it in 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't follow up on that. Just thought it was a neat little note.
They go to Mars.
Yeah. In Night City. Okay, so anyway, these corporate puppet mayors start instituting draconian policies, and the corporations, or corps, begin cleaning up Night City. Cleaning up in the very, militaristic gentrification.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's just...
And the very Blackwater PMC sense of the word.
Yeah, if there was a shanty hut, they wouldn't ask those people to move. They would drop a Starbucks out of the air and kill everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like... foundation into the earth and just kill everyone inside their sheet metal shack.
That's it. These fucking poor immigrant... These poor nomad workers.
Yeah, exactly.
Who are there just to clean up the fucking radiation from their past messes.
Who we shipped to Pittsburgh to clean up all this shit. Yeah, then we just killed them with Starbucks.
Yeah.
So now we're going to skip ahead a little bit. There was a corporation called Network 54.
Okay.
They are a media network, and they control 62% of all the media broadcast in the United States.
So it's like baby Disney, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Disney's getting pretty intense these days. It kind of fucks me up. But yeah, exactly. Like baby Disney.
Megacorps are no good.
Yeah. And then southern Romania is devastated again by an earthquake.
Okay.
For some reason, they just throw earthquakes in here every once in a while. 267
all
people
those
are
bombs
killed
that went off
in Bucharest alone.
Okay. Yeah. So this is kind of like the... How we say, it's cool that cyberpunk uses nuclear war and doesn't rely on the crutch of, complete devastation, but they say, earthquakes, bigger, and more frequent.
They rely pretty heavily on earthquakes.
Although, honestly, you look at 2011, there was the Fukushima disaster, which was a 10.1 on the Richter scale.
I remember where I was when I watched that happen, because I had gone to a bar, and due to the time difference, it was daytime in Japan, and I was at a bar eating pizza with Oren, and we looked up on TV, and we had we interrupt this program for a special report, and it was just
by the way, we might get hit with radiation soon.
It was fucking crazy.
So not so far-fetched, because the last earthquake was early 2000s.
Yeah.
Or late 90s. It was 98 that the earthquake hit and shit hit the fan in LA.
Yes. So, well, that's when 35% of the city collapsed into the ocean.
Exactly. And now it's 2011.
2011, I think, is when that happened. I was old enough to drink because I was at a bar. So.
Oh, 2011 was Fukushima, but this event in Romania, in Bucharest, was about the same time. And
it was also actually in 2011, oddly enough.
There you go.
Yeah. There you go. In 2012, bioplague kills over 1,700 people in Chicago. Again, I'm not saying...
What a mysteriously sourced bioplague.
Yeah, what a mysteriously sourced bioplague. As though germs don't take orders.
DEA is just there what a strange plague. Wonder where that came from.
Yeah.
You got any drugs on you? You son of a bitch. You're not smoking grass, are you?
Yeah, exactly. Is that a jazz cigarette son?
You're not taking stuff from the earth, lighting it on fire, and ingesting it into your own lungs? Because that's a fucking criminal offense, you motherfucker.
No, I'm dying from a plague genetically engineered by someone.
Oh, carry on then. That's fine. That's fine, as long as you're not fucking smoking that shit.
Why don't you go home and do that instead? Don't do that shit in the street.
Yeah, keep your nose clean, you son of a bitch.
Anyway, it kills a bunch of people.
1,700.
The downtown area and Lakeshore Drive, which I guess is a place, become hopelessly contaminated and become known as the Death Zone.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay, we got two death zones down.
There's a concert riot in Night City, which kills 18 and wounds 51. Arasaka is... The Arasaka complex is then gutted during the riot.
Okay.
And then in 2014, something known as the Metal Wars begin in Night City. This is when cybernetically enhanced gangs start to fight for turf.
And they're called the Mellow Wars?
Metal Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. The Mellow Wars, you know?
I was like, why is everyone so chill about
very,
this?
Very casually sniping each other. You know, that whole thing.
Yeah, that's it. It's all snipers on Valhalla.
Exactly. No, the Metal Wars is because of cybernetically enhanced gangsters battling for turf. Because if we recall, after the Arasaka Corporation came in and slaughtered everybody, the gangs had some trouble taking back some turf.
Yeah.
So now that we're in 2014, we have passed Cyberpunk 2013.
Which is the first edition.
Yeah. Exactly. Now we're moving into the Cyberpunk 2020 territory.
Okay.
And for the record, we do not go past this.
Good.
Just in case.
I can't imagine there's much out there. Right?
Not really.
Yeah.
There was a little bit, not too much. Nothing that had too much to do with Night City in general. Night City, after getting established as corporate run gang war, those two levels kind of stay consistent for the next until the video game is out in 2077,
exactly,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then in 2016, the third corporate war is fought completely on what is known as capital T, capital N, the net.
Okay.
So it is. From what I can gather,
Mega Man.
Kind of like a neural network where you plug your head directly into it.
Okay, it's reboot.
It is vastly more powerful than our internet, especially in 2014. And the way they would fight, they would be hacking into people's brains. And what we can see in the trailer for 2077 is a couple people having fires lit inside their head because they would burn out people's synapses.
Just
on
over,
the net.
Yeah,
they would
overclock.
They would overclock people. Yeah. Exactly. And then finally, in 2017, three human bodies were grown in a lab. Finally. The bodies.
Been waiting for this.
The bodies, however, are twisted and imperfect, and they rely on drugs to survive. But they have complete functional brains. They attempted to imprint intellect onto the clones with a new kind of AI slash what is known as brain dance, which is what the brain dance, I guess, is the term for the data that you can stream into someone's head.
Oh, really?
So the combination, the cyborg brain dance is the data that you can put into somebody's brain.
Okay, that's cool.
AI is strictly artificial, brain dance being a combination of the two.
It's a great song by Animals as Leaders.
Brain dance?
Yeah.
Yeah. The process is partly successful, however. The clones become self-aware, but their intellects are stunted by their imperfect brains.
Okay.
And finally, I have this great thing that I throw in here.
By the limited brain dance. It's a three-step.
Yeah, exactly.
And they need a four-step, basically.
Yeah,
they're stuck on the waltz.
They're not ready. They're not ready for a partner yet in the brain dance. The Burp Cola incident occurs in Denver, Colorado. Burp Cola, who is not Coke and not Pepsi.
No. It's Burp.
Experimenting with subliminal advertising, crudely spliced the emotions of thirst and desire for Burp Cola into a brain dance program in an attempt to use subliminal advertising beamed directly into people's brains. In the new technology, the scientists were too successful, however, and created a raging Burp Cola addict. The test subject assaulted two of the scientists and ripped apart a Burp Cola machine, and his rampage was ended when the Denver police took him down with extreme prejudice as he tore apart three convenience stores.
It's like, meanwhile, like, CEOs at like Burp Cola are like, how do we make this guy our mascot?
Yeah, exactly.
And like the Denver police are like, we gotta take him down, use extreme force.
It was like that PS1 game with Pepsi Man.
Yeah.
But if Pepsi Man, instead of collecting Pepsi in that video game, was ripping civilians to pieces to drink Burp Cola directly out of their stomachs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is like the Noid from Pizza Hut.
Oh, exactly.
Where it like triggered a schizophrenic guy who had the last name Noid, and he went crazy and held up an actual Pizza Hut and like threatened all the workers' lives because he just thought that the commercials were talking to him.
Yes. It's exactly that.
I'm with you.
And that in 2017 is where I was going to end it, because that sets up 2020 and then sets up since 2077, and the Cyberpunk universe is a little bit light, a lot of corporate interests, but I am looking very forward to 2077.
It's amazing because the gap from 1985 to 2013 is relatively short.
Yeah.
The gap from 2013 to 2020 is very short. The gap from 2020 to 2077
is huge. Yes.
But it's more realistic.
Yes.
If we're looking at an actual timeline, like, they could have said 2077 in 1985, they probably would have been closer with some of their estimates on the rate of technology and the state of the world. Some things they got eerily right, like rampant capitalism and, you know, Northern California splitting off from Southern California.
Well, that's a recent thing, yeah.
Yeah, but obviously the technology is not quite there. Bionics, very cool these days in 2018.
Yeah.
There's some really cool shit going on in the world of robotics. So, like, all this stuff that they talk about, realistic, I would say, a lot of it, realistic, 2035, 2040.
Yeah.
And now they're leaving an extra 37 years past the high end of my estimate there. I don't know. I'm super excited to see what this world that they've created looks like. Because obviously, the rate of advancement of technology always increases. But with a nuclear war, maybe it slows down a bit. Maybe it stutters a couple steps. Maybe there's another war. I'm super excited about 2020.
Yeah.
2077.
I hope it did a good job of getting everybody else excited as well. I think it's really cool. You had known nothing and you're kind of stoked now.
Yeah, no, I almost misspoke and said I'm excited about 2020, but I am really excited about 2020 because I'm going to go home and read up more about 2020 and the game system, and I'm going to try and get a game set up between us, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that we could do on Twitch, honestly. I think it'd be fun. I know, because normally, who is not present, you can find Jamie at twitch.tv/theloreboys.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his Instagram, but it's got TLB in it. I think it might be Jamie Miller or James Miller _TLB on Instagram. Don't know. Don't follow him on Twitter. He doesn't use it.
On PSN, he's a JAYMILLK
64. Add him up.
64.
He wants to play some Fortnite. And Ethan.
I'm at Ethan the Dead Man on most platforms. If you like the show, please tell your friends. Visit us at theloreboys.com.
Yes, we have our own domain now.
Just Google The Lore Boys. And
we're the first 30 results.
We pop up. Tell your friends. Leave us a review. Tweet at us. Interact with us. We want to hear from you guys because
we need to know what to fix, and we need to know what you like because we need to...
And we love hearing from you guys.
Yeah, and we also love. Yeah, exactly.
We build great relationships. Yeah. Peter.
We're our own worst critics, so we don't really have a valid thing. I do want to go out and thank, because this is going to be the 4th of July when we release this episode, I think. Big thank you to our American listeners. You guys vastly outnumber our home country, even with VPNs. You guys are out there. Thank you very much for finding and listening to us. Of course, we don't ask you for much, but definitely tell your friends.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, my name is Peter O'Donohue. You can find me at Pete O'Donohue, O'Manahue on DeviantArt if you want the 1080p versions of all our artwork. I am the cartoonist. I am an old man now at 27, and that's it. But if you want to support us financially, Ethan, who is our corporate overlord?
I'm running the business for the past 30 years here at the Lore Boys. I remember Henry Ford once told me I should start a podcast. He told me if you want people to support you, you should get them to send in their stamps. So we're asking everybody to send in your stamps if you have them. We're offering up a cybernetic arm and a contract with Arasaka Corporation for every stamp we receive.
You send us a nickel stamp, we'll send you a robot arm.
Yeah, we'll send you a robot arm, and we'll send you a contract with the Arasaka Corporation. You can be a billionaire yourself, I tell you what.
And I suppose that would constitute...
Hello, boys!
Hello, boys!
Guys, I'm getting out of here!
We are panning for gold on iTunes!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.